Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir, my brothers and sisters. Thank y'all for tuning in right here for another broadcast right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. Most definitely up in this house. Trying to make sure everything is working. Man, y'all know how it was last week. As soon as I got on here, everything wanted to go crazy. So I'm trying to check everything right here. So let's give myself some lines. All right, y'all, again, one more time. It's a pleasure to be in the house with y'all one more time right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network for another outstanding topic of conversation right here tonight with you again. We greatly do appreciate you for tuning in, whether you're tuning in live or you catch the archive show. We greatly do appreciate you, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir, indeed. If you like the shows, if you have social media outlets or whatnot, we ask your brothers and sisters, you can. If you will, just share the show. We greatly do appreciate you. If you choose to, especially if you find something with the show that's helpful to you. And, appreciate that, brother. Appreciate. Yes, sir. You find something helpful to you and things of this nature. We greatly do appreciate it. So tonight, I guess I just got information of my brother Alpha Male is... He's coming in momentarily, I guess I got to ride this ship solo tonight. Be riding solo tonight. But yes, sir, we're going to go ahead and do it. But I got to make some announcements. Hit me a little water, y'all. I got to make some announcements for y'all. Well, before we do that, I got to have me a little music, y'all. You know, I got to have a choir come in and get some music, man, so we can get in here. So we're talking about tonight, though, while I get the music, talking about the internal struggle with good and evil in man. And not so much, y'all. It's a good and evil topic of conversation tonight, really. We can just use good and evil, but we could talk about talk about the internal struggle with the negative and positive in mankind and woman, y'all. We might say agreeable, like when I was in the Wavians, we had agreeable and disagreeableness in mankind. Now, you know, I've been getting into learning a lot of this now, even if I've been taking over, looking at some classes with the Morris Science or participating in some classes with the Morris Science Temple, one of the brothers in the Morris Science Temple, and I've been reading the Holy Quran, Circle 7, and it talk about a higher and lower self. And I also have a clip that I want to play from a brother that's actually going to go into this to help set the topic off on this conversation tonight. Talk about the higher and lower self. So that's what we really want to get into tonight. And just get into this, brothers and sisters, and talking about how we have to look at things and to build what they call the perfect you or building yourself, right? That's what it's about. And like I can tell y'all all the time on all the different shows, when we talk about the scriptures, whether it's the Bible, Holy Quran, the comedic information, whatever these informations, my brothers and sisters of the Nation of Islam, my brothers and sisters over there and the Nation of Gods on Earth, and all the respectful salutations to each and everybody out there, to you out there, to your respectful greetings. So all of these teachings, when you get to the core of these different teachings, and understand what are they about. It is all about making a better you, building up the character and the characteristics of you. And a lot of times, people, we miss that in a lot of the teachings because certain things that we have been getting and they put it out as, like we say, almost religious doctrine to a degree, but we never really get the true understanding how it's been taught. Never get a true understanding of what it's all about. Sometimes we get these teachings that make it like it's about, you know, like, and I got to use this example, like Christianity is all about the Jesus, somebody else. You focusing on somebody else. But these, a lot of these teachings are actually giving you examples of how you're supposed to fit your life, base your life, and basically help you be a better person in your home, in your community, hell, in society, just in this world. And that's what it's all about. And I like I said, I've been looking at some class, well, participating in some classes for the Moorish Science Temple. And even the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, he was saying that, like even the classes in Holy Quran Circle 7, when you really get into that, it's talking about, as I have a little bit in the description, is to build that perfect temple or that upright and perfect temple, which is you. That's what this is all about. And when I've been reading that Holy Quran Circle 7 lately, as I just recently had got about maybe 2 weeks ago, and that's what I saw. And we're going to get into that today, brothers. We're going to get into a lot of this today. Let me play a little bit of a song here. Like, get me a little agua. And this is, goes into it again. Since we're going to be talking about this thing tonight, the higher and lower self, agreeable and disagreeable, and what we, how we should be functioning and the things that we need to do for ourselves to build a better us, you, me, he, she, we, all of that right there, brothers and sisters. And that's what it is. Like I said, because, and Culture Freedom Radio Network, that's what we are striving to want to do now. It's and we should have been always doing that, hell, be honest. It's to not focus, as my brother LJ, and peace to the God, peace with God, LJ, it has been even relating to me now. And see, y'all, we say sometimes we don't listen. We don't listen to our younger brothers and sisters now. So my brother had been saying some things to me, and you know, at the time, like I said, when you hear conversations, it take time sometimes to process. So you know, I've been processing on me. You know, been processing, and my brother comes to always relate that we don't so much. He don't really say we focus on negative, but let's focus on. Yes, we can point out, right, about certain things that's not being done, but let's focus more on, okay, if there's something that's missing there, okay, we can mention that, what's missing, but it's more important to talk about, okay, since this you say this is missing from the equation, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to fix, if something is broken, how are we going to fix it? Are we going to, you got a couple of things you can do. You got a couple of things you can do. You can either fix it, you can replace it, or you can just sit back and you can reminisce on the damn thing that was broken. I mean, you got those three things to do. And so we don't want to anymore just focus on talking about what's broken, what somebody else ain't doing, who ain't doing this. We need to focus more on, if it is broken, how are we going to either fix it or how are we going to replace it? That's the key. We don't need no more, goddamn it, going around here hollering about what ain't being done, what's not. So no, because I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I'm going to be straight out honest with y'all. Because we can point the finger at many other people and say what they not doing, who ain't doing this, who ain't doing that. But you know what? I'm going to be straight out honest with you. I tell it. I see it. I got to be honest. I only can be honest with my damn self. Even Culture Freedom is not we are liking at doing a lot of goddamn things ourselves. So I don't have the pleasure to keep pointing my finger at somebody else talking about what they ain't doing when there's a lot of goddamn things, excuse my language, y'all, that Culture Freedom could be doing, Culture Freedom Radio, Liberation Tabernacle, that's the ministry. A lot of things that we are supposed to be doing, but you know what, y'all? We ain't even doing it. So I don't have the luxury to point my fingers at somebody else and keep telling them what they're not doing, when hell, I'm not, or we're not doing it our goddamn self. Y'all get that? All right, let's get it. Let's get some lettuce in here, man. Talk about higher than this, and we're going to get this thing on the ball, y'all. Talking about, man, this higher and lower self tonight. We're going to talk about this, y'all, and make us a better person, make us a better people if we can. Let's get it, y'all. Ooh. All right, y'all. All right. I like that. I got enough. I got to get a little music, yeah, but I got to have a little music to get in here. I like that right there. Let us hear y'all talk about what can be higher than this. Oh, yeah. What could be higher than this? Let's get it on. Let's get it going right here, man. I got a clip right here. I'm going to start this show off with this clip and go into this. Oh, before I do that, hell, I got to keep going. I'm so ready to get into this, y'all. I'm so ready to get into this. Want to make some announcements. Got to make some announcements. You know, there's so many things that we could be doing right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network. And one of the things I've been constantly talking about, I've been building with my brother, good brother LJ, and we got on it the other day, and we tested some things out. And what we're trying to do, what we want to actually do, okay, now we do this talk show, right? We do a lot of talking, y'all, right? And we don't want to be like The View. This ain't no goddamn Whoopi Goldberg and The View and some of them other shows, y'all. You know, we don't want no goddamn gossip shows, all right? I'm just telling the truth. We want something where we could be able to educate, right? Educate. As my brother LJ, they would say, the nation, God's in there, show and prove. So what we want to do, we want to start having some kind of classes. And supposing what we want to try to do is start having some classes. Now we have a site that we use, TalkShoe. You know, we do podcasting over there, but you can also do video. It's just like Zoom. It's set up like Zoom. So what we're talking about trying to do is start having some classes. An example, we different type of classes that we want to have, and we can, you know, pull up a PDF. We can share a PDF with your brothers and sisters who want to participate, come into class. And we might have different classes where we go in and break down several things. We can have classes talking about economics. I know everybody want to talk about economics, get their money straight, right? Finances and things of this nature. We have classes on that. My brother, like I said again, Brother LJ, they do what he calls supreme mathematics. He can come in and show us how the God's nerve do the math, the supreme mathematics. You know, they be saying like the saying, they even have the word is born. So hell, we, you know, a lot of people, we might not know what that means. So we can even hear, we used to hear it, Eric B. and Rakim, and or actually Rakim Allah and some of the gods up north. We might not know. It sound good. Hell, cause I was from the south. We didn't have no gods down here. So it used to sound good. I'm like, okay, damn. So we can have different things that break down and different brothers from different way of walks. And we can have different classes basically all the time, basically every week. I don't care if somebody want to say, hey, brother, Sunray, I want to teach a class this week. I want to show something on this. Okay, wait, come on, let's get it. So that's what exactly we want to start doing, having some classes to try to show and educate our brothers and sisters and give them the knowledge of certain things. Like I said, these talk shows, that's fine. That's cool to distribute information. But it's all about really education, showing and proving. That's it. That's what we really want to do. So like I said, brothers and sisters, we want to start doing that. And if you're interested, and I will say, get up our email address and see if you're interested. But we're going to do it anyway. We're going to start recording some. And they're going to actually be on, I know we're going to do it on TalkShoe thing because it's set up like Zoom. And it'll be on probably on the TalkShoe page and might distribute it to the Culture Freedom YouTube page. But this is what we really want to do, get some shows and classes and teaching going on. That's very important. We do history, and then even sometimes we might just do some videos, you know, get some videos and watch a video and have a discussion on it. Some real classroom stuff. That's what we want to, and have discussions on certain things. That's what we are trying to do and start implementing. So if you're interested, brothers and sisters, you can email us at culturefreedom.org. Yes, that's culturefreedom. Excuse me, what is it, y'all? Hell, I forgot now. Yeah, that's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. That's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. And just send me an email and say, hey, Brother Sunray, or whatever, I'm interested. If you're a teacher or whatnot, and you want to say, hey, Brother Sunray, yeah, I would like to, you know, show some classes or do something on there, participate, and let us know. And so we can start trying to set up some days and time so we can start getting these classes, because I think it's very important, brothers and sisters. Like I said, these podcasts is cool to talk, but damn it, we need to start showing and proving, start educating, doing this education. And that's what I really want to do. Like I was telling my brother David, man, if I don't get this shit right this year, brothers and sisters, start really just doing this thing the way it need to be doing, man, I'm through. I'm finished. I'm shutting it down. Because there's no way I could be talking about calling myself More. More in Hebrew means teacher. I can't use that title and say I'm a More if I'm not teaching nothing. Come on, brother. You can't do it. You're not a damn teacher. If you're not actually teaching, you can't be a More. All right. Let's get this clip right here. Let's go in here and talk about the higher and lower self, brothers and sisters. Check this out. Check this out, brothers and sisters. Let's get into this tonight. Yes, sir. Higher and lower self.
Retain gang. What's popping, man? This your boy, Tay. Back at y'all again. As always, man, I'd like to show my gratitude for everybody clicking on this video. Make sure y'all hit that like button and also hit that bell if you haven't subscribed already. That way you don't miss a video. I greatly appreciate you. So this was a question I was asked, what is the difference between your higher self and your lower self? All right, so I thought that was a great question, man. Make sure y'all stick around for this whole video because we're going to tap in. You have, well, let me just say you are a multidimensional being. And what that means is that you have multiple existences all at once. So if you look at the body, for example, your body is composed of three different types, right? You have a skeletal system, you have your muscular system, and you have your nervous system. All those are three different forms of consciousness or three different forms of biology. They're all wrapped into one, which makes up your human body. You feel what I'm saying? They all have their own functions, their own functionality, but they work together. They work in harmony to create this experience for you. So just like that, you have a lower self and a higher self that gives you the full experience that you need here to elevate, to grow, to learn, to become a better version of yourself. All right, so we start with the higher self. Your higher self is your true self. It is that connection to the source, to the Most High. It's how you get information. This is where your intuition comes from. All the answers to your life comes from your higher self. All right. Now, the lower self, this is that connection to the physical world. Everything dealing with the physical world, everything dealing with survival is the lower self. Lust, passion, desire, hunger, that need to get up and get out and grind and survive and have what you need. It's all about you getting the bare necessities for life. One thing I noticed, though, is a lot of people get this mixed up and they feel like your lower self is bad and the higher self is good when you need both. Neither one is bad or good. It all depends on the frequency that you're operating at, and it all depends on the actions that you're taking. Okay, for example, what I mean by that is sometimes you need your lower self. Your lower self is how you get out and make things happen. Okay, if you sit around and do nothing, you're not going to get nothing out of life. You know, you get up, you go to work, you cook, you get things done in this physical world so that you can survive. There's nothing wrong with that. And your higher self is not always good either. Because sometimes if you stay in your higher self too much, nothing gets done. And you become very docile. You become disconnected from the world. And you don't want that to happen. You are here for a reason. So you can't disconnect from this reality. Right? You have to be in harmony. You have to be at balance. Because you still need to be here to experience this reality, to learn, to grow, to become an evolved spirit, soul. All right? Your higher self oversees your lower self. So as I said before, your higher self is that connection to the source, your spirit guides, you know, all that intelligent entities that guide you, the Most High God, that connection. All of this comes from your higher self, and your higher self watches over the lower self to make sure that it's not acting crazy, that it's not doing things that's going to be destructive or evil. Because if you leave it up to your lower self, it'll do whatever it wants to do just to satisfy its needs or to gain pleasure. Your higher self has to be there to keep that in check. Okay? We can say your lower self is almost ruled by your ego. Alright? Everything from your root all the way up to your solar is dealing with the body, the earth. Alright? Sort of like Avatar. You watched the movie Avatar and you saw how they get into the machine to operate or control the Avatar body. But that's the lower self. The Avatar will be considered the lower self. It's the physical, it's the body. But the higher self will be the person in the machine. They're not really in the body, but they're controlling the body through that machine. So that's the dynamic between your higher self and lower self. Your higher self is not really here. It's just, it's in control of the body, right? It has your consciousness is transferred into the body, which what we call the soul. I don't want you guys thinking that is good or bad. There's no good and bad when it comes to your higher self and lower self. It all depends on what you're indulging in. All right, so you don't want your lower self to get too much power, but you don't want your higher self to be too much either, because you become out of balance either way. So you always make sure that they're working in harmony together. You'll know if you're out of balance too. Sometimes when you're too much in your lower self, you'll see triple six, or you'll see the double six. Which means that, you know, six is the representation of the beast. Some people say the mark of the beast. But really, six is just the representation of man, the animal-like state. So when you see that, it's letting you know that you're worried too much about the physical. You're worried too much about your problems, your bills. How are you going to get the next dollar? How are you going to get your next meal? And it's telling you to stop worrying about these things and give control back to your higher self, because your higher self has all the answers. You let your higher self have control by being in the present moment. When we focus on the past and the future, we're in our lower self, because you're in a state of panic. You're in a state of needing. You're in a state of scarcity. But when you give control to your higher self, which means being right now, being here right now, how do you feel right now? Controlling what you can right now. This is when you get the answers. This is when your higher self can tap into the source, and the Most High can give you the answers. Your guides can guide you to the right answers. Calm, peace, serenity. Whenever you feel like you're in a point in your life where you're worried about something, you need to go back to your higher self and be calm. Right? If you watch Naruto, Itachi said it best. He said, never panic. Always stay calm and think of a solution, because there's a solution to every problem. But you lose that ability to find a solution when you panic. All right, so sometimes you got to slow down and think. You got to slow down time, be present, and let the answers flow. So you will see these sixes whenever you're in your lower self too much. You can be in your higher self too much too. This is when you don't connect with people. You have a hard time fitting in. Sometimes you need to be in this position so that you can grow and you can see things for what they really are. Your higher self, it dispels the illusion. So you're going to see things with your spiritual eyes. Not these physical eyes, but you're going to see things for what they really are. People come speaking to you and talking to you. You will feel their intentions, whether it's good or bad. You will just know things just by the way you feel. You can feel the energy. That's your spiritual eye. You going to certain places. You feel the energy. You can tell if it's good or bad. Oh, I need to get up out of here because this situation ain't good. Something feel like it's about to happen. That's your higher self. Okay? When you let your higher self and lower self work together, this is when you start to master yourself. This is when you become a master and you start to gain traction on your spiritual growth. Okay, that's what it's all about. When I first started my journey, I was in my higher self a lot. And I thought that's how I was supposed to be all the time, just being in my higher self. My lower self is evil. And that's not good. You need your higher self and your lower self. You have to be able to discern which one to tap into. Which situation calls for your lower self? Which situation calls for your higher self? All right. So The main difference between those two is your lower self is dealing with the physical world. How you gonna eat? How you gonna survive? Getting money? All of those things. Higher self is dealing with the ultimate truth. Your soul purpose. What you came here to do. The actual reality outside this illusion, which is the matrix. There is no this one is bad, this one is good. It's all an experience. And this experience is geared for you, specifically for you, so that you can grow. All right, because I'm going to tell you this. I don't care who you listening to. I don't care, you know, whatever spiritual leader that you listen to, you go to for help. Nobody can master you. Nobody can master you but you. All right? You're the only person that know yourself. All the knowledge that you gain, how many books you read, none of that matters until you decide to change yourself. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can save you. You got to save yourself. All right? So know the difference between these and tap into these, man. Use your lower self when you need to get out here and make your dreams come true. Use your higher self to find the answers, to be led on the path that you need to go to live righteous and to live the most abundant, the most fruitful life. All right? With that being said, man, if you guys want to donate to the channel, I'll leave all my links in the description and in my pinned comments. Also, if you need a consultation, you want to talk to your boy Tay, I'll leave a link for that as well. That being said, man, y'all have a beautiful day, and I'm out. Peace.
Yes, sir. I like that one, brothers and sisters. Now, his brother YouTube channel, y'all can check him out, man, and show some love and support to his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel is Dun Ta Young on YouTube. And that video, actually, there's several on there. Actually, when you just look up the higher and lower self, his higher versus lower self on YouTube. And you will find he has probably the second video on that. So that's just one perspective, if we say, dealing with the higher and lower self. I just wanted to share that with y'all today, brothers and sisters. And there's so many things that way, you know, people, how you can look at the thing called the higher and lower self. I remember as Nawabians, when I was in the Nawabian nation, you know, Dr. York used to phrase it, as some people may say, good and evil, like I have in the description, but it's different phrases you can use in terminologies. We used to call it agreeable and disagreeable. And I remember even Dr. York used to say that all of us have in us, they call agreeable and disagreeable in us. And I remember saying, even though we're supposed to lean more to our agreeable side, but like you said, like the brother said, it's about the lower side or lower self. Sometimes you got to use that disagreeable nature. What I mean, like, and sometimes, man, you know how somebody, you try to be a real nice person and somebody's just constantly at you and you like, hey, man, don't make me get ugly up in here. Y'all know how you say that? Don't make me get ugly. I don't care how so-called spiritual or righteous you're supposed to be, whatever. But when somebody at you, man, like, hey, look, bro, look, I'm trying to tell you, man, leave me alone. You're going to make me get ugly up in here. So that's what he said. Like, hey, you got to get down and dirty sometimes. You know what I mean? You got to come down and pull out that lower nature sometime, or that lower, he said, that disagreeable. And go on, get ugly. Hey, baby, you got to pull it. So you're right. So it's something, and I remember in Islam, we talked about supreme balancement. And as the brother was going into that about balancement, because even with sometimes we talk about lower and higher self, it's all in how you look at a lot of this stuff, right? And the higher and lower self could be looked at as, a lot of things talk about could be your spiritual self. And I see a lot of them talk about being linked with your God self or divine self. And maybe the lower nature is the thing, or lower self is maybe saying what we say that ties into our material self. As y'all know, like y'all heard, I know y'all heard all this saying that we are spiritual beings. I hope I'm saying it right. We're spiritual beings here having an earthly experience. And a lot of things said we are made up of spiritual and material and things of this nature. So even when you go in the Torah, it talks about how man was made from the dust of the ground. And then it's talking about us part where, and the Most High said, I breathe my spirit into man, and then he became a living soul, you know, things of this nature. So, you know, you can look at how you look at things figuratively and just look at it, these things to talk about really us, our natures, twofold natures, and some say two-part natures. And because I would even go back with the Gospels, with one of the Gospels. Let me pull that up right there. Oh, excuse me. That's Matthew. Y'all know I said I ain't no Christian, but I still remember these Gospels, though. But that is a part right here in the Gospel of Matthew. There's chapter 26, verse 41. And this is what they said, that so-called Jesus said when he was talking to his disciples. He told them to watch and pray so that you would not fall into temptation. Because he said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is indeed weak. Even with that, that's telling you about your higher and your lower self. Because he said the spirit is willing. See, that spirit, your higher self, is within, you're always willing to do, like Spike Lee said, do the right thing. But see, your lower nature, as he said, that material you want to do, you know, your earthly things. You want to do what earthly things. And so a lot of brothers and sisters who, a lot of us, you know, we struggle with this. Even as so-called Bible believers, spiritual believers, a lot of brothers and sisters, we struggle with a lot of this. That's why in a church, some church folk might say, hey, man, I slipped. You know, they say, man, I slipped. I fell back in the sin, man. Or you backslid. That's the word they used to say. He backslid. He's a backslider. Hey, man, because you dealing with these natures, because you're a spirit, you're a material being, man, at the same time. And that's why a lot of people say we wrestle with ourselves. I don't know if y'all heard that before. They said we wrestle with ourselves because of these two natures that we have. And a lot of us, we are. We wrestling with ourselves. That's why people say, man, we're not perfect. Because we have this thing that we are tugging, we wrestle. Sometimes we can play and try to hide that with somebody else, like we so high and righteous and we not doing anything wrong. But hell, like I said, you can't lie to yourself. A lot of us, we are struggling with these natures. We're struggling. And I'm going to get into some right fast. My book, presented this years ago, this book kind of going into, it's called The Religion of Islam. And it was going into this, but it was calling me the passions instead of high and lower self. It talks about passion. And it says here, it talks about tradition has already been quoted, showing that every man has with him or her an associate from among, as it says, the angels who aspire him with good and noble ideals, and an associate from among the jinn. That's, you know, in Islam, I mean, in Islamic tradition, they talk about jinn as almost, they might say, a disagreeable being, or I don't want to say a demon, but some presented might say a demon, but a disagreeable spirit. It says who incite him to his baser or lower passion, his lower passion. And I want to stop right there, buddy. But anyway, like I said, again, you know how that cartoon used to have these angels. You had the good angel and the bad angel on your shoulder. Those things was actually showing you about your nature, about your nature. It was in a cartoon form, but they was actually subliminally telling you about your higher and lower self. Now, like brothers say, it's how you look at it, different perspectives on how you look at it. Some people can say that's, you know, demons, devil, good, evil. But that one is in your perspective of how you look at those things, right? Is, you know, but those are in you. You know, that's something that's in you. Even the Bible kind of going. But let me go right here, kind of like what they're saying about the jinn. As it was saying, the jinn try to incite you to your base level or your lower passion or your lower self. Because even they have something here in the book of James, right? New Testament again, or the New Testament as they call it. When he even speaking about when people saying that God is tempting you. Now, here's something what James says in chapter 1, verse 13 through 14, so-called the book of James, New Testament. It said, now this is from my complete Jewish Bible. It says, no one being tempted should say, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and God himself tempt no one. Rather, each man is being tempted when he is being dragged off or enticed by the bait of his own desire. Now, let me give me King James. He says, by man is being tempted by his own desire. It's something that you desire to do. So, you know, when they be talking about the devil made me do it, ain't no damn devil made you do nothing. That's something that you desire. That's something, a passion, or you just gave in to your lower self or your lower nature. That's something you wanted to do in it. People say, man, that's something you wanted to do any goddamn way. Y'all ever heard people say that? That's something that you wanted to do. Quit lying. But let me go back here. Now, here's the King James Version, the same thing, James chapter 1, verse 14. It says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So even with that, it's telling you, ain't no damn devil trying to entice you. You know, no man with no pitchfork or in a damn red suit. These are things, your desire. These are something in your nature. It's just something in you that you are wrestling with, that you got to get control of. Something you wanted to do any damn way, really. You know what I'm saying? You just gave in to your lower passion or your lower self. Let me continue on and read here again. It says now, going back to the Book of Religion of Islam, it says God created man with two kinds of passion. That's what it says here, passion. The higher, which awakened him to his higher or spiritual life. That's talking about that higher self. Like I said, it depends on how you even look at it. See, all of these different religions and principles, they teach about the higher and lower self. See, we hadn't paid attention to that. See, nobody really just broke this down like this too much for us. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I'm saying these things need to be broken down. The churches, the mosques, the Hebrew Israelite synagogues need to, this is what they need to be actually trying to tell man about these things. And this makes us a better person and better people when we know these things are in us. And you get to understand why people act like they do. And maybe they can be better at who they are once they know, like we said, get knowledge of self. Because when we say knowledge of self, that actually means getting knowledge of yourself, not they self, not himself, not we self, knowledge of yourself, getting to know who you are. That's true knowledge of self. That's why they said, that's why the elders them said that. Get knowledge of self. You truly need to know who you are and what's inside of you, internally and externally. But let's keep going right fast. But this is, what was I? Okay, it says God created the two kinds of passion, the higher to awaken in him a higher or spiritual life, and the lower which relate to his physical existence. You know what I'm talking about that earlier? The two planes, the physical and the spiritual. So the lower is to relate his physical existence. And corresponding with these two passions, there are two types of beings. This is the angel and the devil, but we'll skip that. I skipped that part. We don't want to get angels and devils because it, again, is agreeable and disagreeable. All in perspective how you look at it. But this is the meaning, but this kind of goes, this is the meaning underlining what the prophet talked about, Prophet Muhammad relayed in his tradition already quoted. When he was asked if he had associated jinn, he said, yes. He said, but Allah have helped me to overcome him. So he has submitted and does not commit me, but nothing but good. His devil is said to have submitted to him. And instead of making evil suggestions, or disagreeable suggestion, he commanded him nothing but good. And see, this is what we're going to talk about. This, really, I'm trying to get into relief. Is that some of our people, they only deal with their lower passion. Lower passion, lower nature, a lower self at a lot of times. But we have to, like I said, it has to be a balance. As we talk about supreme balance. That's why you see, again, the brothers and sisters, they talk about Ma'at and the scales of Ma'at. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that balancement. Even in the court of law, they're supposed to have the scale, but we know that goddamn thing is tilted sometimes, depending on who you are. It don't tilt in our favor a lot of times. But even like I said, and how I really got into this, brothers, is like I said, when I was studying with the brothers in the Morrison Temple and reading this Holy Quran, Circle 7, another chapter here called Chapter 3. It's Chapter 3 in the Holy Quran, Circle 7. It's called Elihu's lesson, the unity of life. And Elihu, It was supposed to have been a teacher, and he was teaching here about the higher and lower self to some of his pupils. I just want to read some here from the Holy Quran Circle 7. It says, there are two cells, according to, this is according to the teaching of the Moor Science Temple from a noble Drew Ali. It says, there are two cells, the higher and lower self. The higher self is human spirit clothed with soul, made from the form of Allah. Now, I'm not trying to teach all Islam. It's just for me. Don't get twisted. Don't get all twisted and scared and all that. Have I said Allah? It's the same thing if I said in Hebrew, if I said Yahweh. What do they say that mean, y'all? Meaning God. I'm just speaking Arabic when I say Allah. But, you know, as if you believe in, you know, God and whatnot anyway. But it's just reading here. So I just want to make that clear. It says the higher, the lower self, which is the carnal self, which some might say that's your earthly self, you know, dealing with earthly things and stuff, your carnal. It says the body of desire is a reflection of the higher self, distorted by the murky ether of flesh. Lower self is an illusion and will pass away, but the higher self is a law in man and will not pass away. Because, you know, I say, well, you know, because the lower self, your lower nature is when you say your material you, once you pass away, we know how they say from ashes to ashes, from dust to dust. So like I said, when you die, that lower you or the lower self, hell, it's gone. It's out of here. But your higher self, which they say is your spiritual you, your spiritual being, again, we'll go back to that phrase, right? We're a spiritual being here having an earthly experience. So that earthly you is gone. But that spiritual you, make that transition, pass on, and some say even pass on to something else, depends on how you live your life here. Some say it depends on how you live your life here. You did everything on a righteous level. Some say you go on to the next plane of life. It's just a certain plane of schools of thought that teach this. And some say if you don't, hell, you come back. You get reincarnated, then you come back here and have to experience this thing all over again. There are just certain schools of thought that teach that, right? So, but again, it's going back. So, said it would pass away. It says the higher self is the embodiment of truth. The lower self is truth in reverse. And is the falsehood manifested. The higher self is justice, mercy, love, right. The lower self is what the higher self is not. It said the lower self breed hatred, slander, lawlessness, murder, death. And everything that harms, the higher self is the mother of virtue and harmonious of life, It says the lower self is rich in promises, but the poor is blessed in peace. It offers pleasure, joy, selfish gains, but give unrest, misery, and death. And see, that's talking about, again, when you talk about that lower self, even here, it's talking about this things that happen in the material world, right? These type of things happen in the material world. And let me see, going back to this is supposed to be the teaching of Elihu, right? It says, it give man apples that are lovely to the eye and pleasant to the smell. The core are full of bitterness and gall. It said, if you would ask me what to study, I would say yourself. And you, it says, and you well have studied them. Meaning yourself. You studied all yourself the whole time the first time. And he said, you come back and then you ask me what to study next. He said, I will apply yourself. See, this is the end we keep saying. You have to look at yourself. Michael Jackson told y'all, brothers and sisters, do what? Look at the man in the mirror. Why you think he was saying look at the man in the mirror? Y'all think that was a nice little song, didn't it? No, that was a nice little song that Michael Jackson was saying. Something just to jam out to. That was a reason for that song. Michael Jackson knew. They knew, y'all. They was telling you. You have to look at the man and woman in the mirror and ask yourself. Ask yourself. That. That's some good stuff in that song when you think about now about this higher and lower self. And ask yourself to change your ways because if certain thing, if you're really dealing with yourself on a lower nature, lower vibrations, that's how you say some people deal, they lower vibrational people. If we are negative people, we want to get away from them, stay the hell away from them. You know, because some of us, we're trying to be on a higher vibration or and say on our dealing with our higher self. But like I said, sometimes you get, like brother was saying in the video, some people try to get so too high and stay so high on their higher self. And then instead of being a balance, that's why some people say he trying to be too damn righteous. And you would think about that. When somebody say that, it kind of sound crazy, don't it? He too damn righteous. That sound crazy in a way when you hear that, but there's something to that. Here's something to that. How can you be too damn righteous? Or some people say, don't try to be overly righteous. They're trying to tell you again about this supreme balancement, because you're still a material being, but it's all in how you do things. This is what it's all about, man. We're just talking about, it's all about how you are doing things and how you live your life. We know we are here. We might say we're spiritual beings, but we got to live on this plane of earth. And that's again goes back to some part that the Bible talks about. And I got to keep, I don't know, for some reason, I got to keep going back to those gospels, those letters in the gospels. Some reason tonight, because hell, I guess it makes sense with this conversation. But it tells you, it says, you know, you got to be ye in the world. For even the Christians are talking about, you know, believing and going to heaven. But it says that, it says, be ye in the world, but not of the world. Because you got to be here. You're living as a human being on this planet. But we talk about be ye not in the world. It says be of the world. Yeah, because you're living here in flesh, material. But don't get so caught up in the thought of the things of this world. Like, you know, we're saying you see a lot of shit that's going on. Excuse me. Y'all see a lot of stuff that's going on in the world now. There's disagreeable things. Don't get caught up in that. You, as so-called a spiritual being or somebody, a righteous person, whatnot, you stay away from those things. Just because somebody else is doing it, they say this is the trend that's happening. Don't get caught up in the trend of the world. But there's a lot of things that's happening now where we'll see, uh-oh, I got to go here, with this LGBT movement, gender, whatever the hell it's supposed to be, that we have a lot of people are getting caught up in that. Hey, hell, well, shit, man. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. That's the thing going on today. That don't mean you have to get your ass involved in it or even say, hey, man, you accept it. Hey, that don't mean just because they're telling you, well, that's what society's doing, man. Hey, I guess it's the right thing. Hell no. Hell no. You still know right and wrong. You still know right and wrong. Even if just throw the Bible out of the equation about saying, well, it's a religious thing, biblical thing. Just think about nature. Can two big rust-ass men, excuse me, brothers, y'all, goddammit, but can two goddamn men, what you call that word, y'all, procreate or reproduce, y'all know what I mean, reproduce? Can two men sit down, lay down, however the hell they do it, and have a goddamn baby together, huh? Reproduce. Hail to the Nizal. Can't do it. Can two women do the R. Kelly bump and grind and goddamn it, have a baby, huh? Who? Because where the seed going to come from? Which for the sperm, where is it going to come from? Unless they go to a sperm bank, they going to do what, then they still ain't doing it. Like nature have us to do. See, what's her name? Them just had a baby. What's the goddamn girl name? The brat. See, the brat. They just had a baby. But how did they have it? Artificial insemination. Huh? So, that, see, by nature, you still have, they. And where did they get the seed from? They had to get it from a man. So that shows you, you ain't going to defeat nature, goddammit. You still got to go the natural way. You might borrow the sperm and get it in, but you still had to have that man. You still had to have that opposite. You ain't messing with nature, Jack. You ain't going to run from nature. You still got to have it. So I don't even know where I went with that one. But yeah. So you in the world, but you know, you got to be in the world, but that don't mean you got to, just because you in it, you got to go along with what the world is saying, right? But you know, you got a lot of people, man, they're leaning to their lower desires, and But we got to have balance. See, what something else I want to get to. Let me go back to some of my old lessons, man. I got to go back to some of my old lesson here tonight, I guess. Because I guess I got to hold it down tonight. Some brothers are not in the house tonight. I got to hold it down. But it's all good. Y'all know Brother Sunray. Yeah, he going to work it out. Like God damn it, Willie Hutt. Brother going to work it out. If y'all want to come on in, y'all can jump on in here in the conversation too, brothers. If y'all want to enlighten us on some things, come on in here and jump on in the conversation as well. Hey, the mic is open. This line is open. Area code 319-527-6068. One more time. That's 319-527-6068. Yes, sir. Most definitely. But yeah, I just had to come in here tonight and want to touch it because we had something else that we was going to do. And I just like, yo, man, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, you know, because trying to keep things now, brothers and sisters, because we got so many things that's going on in the world that's negative. We got the war that's going on with Israel and the Palestinians. So many thousands of people are losing their lives over some, we don't know what the hell really is going on, but we know people are losing their lives, babies and things, man, just getting murdered and slaughtered. It's just a lot of bullshiggity that shouldn't be happening, man. Now, God damn, can man get it right, y'all? Will man ever get it right? I just don't know, man. Can we get this shit right? Because we just hearing this, all these wars, like the Bible said, wars and rumors of wars. There may be even talk Iran and whoever else, somebody else about to get into the war. People have been talking about World War III, all this type of crazy shit, man. Many more lives would be lost. You know, they was talking about how in Israel, they even cut the water off. Israel cut the water off on the people over there. You can't have no water, can't, they ain't got no food. And the crazy part, man, y'all really think about all of this is that the people actually suffer. The actual citizens suffer because you have these knucklehead-ass people, presidents, I don't know whatever they call them, ambassadors or whoever else they call them over there in those other countries, heads of state, whatever. Because they can't get along, seem to get along and with each other or whatnot. Then they go to war, take the country to war. Innocent citizens of those countries get murdered, get killed, or they get sanctions put on them. They starve, you know, get starved out while they safely somewhere in the underground bunkers and shit. Just like this, if Joe Biden started a fucking war right now with China or Kim Jong-un, anybody. Over some bullshit, he will be safe as a mother sucker. We will be around here in our ass bombed out and tear gas or whatever else, chemical war, you know, shit shot on us. They will be safe underground some goddamn well. That's if they still be on the fucking planet. They might just be sitting out there in the outer atmosphere somewhere, make safely out of the goddamn way. It's terrible, brothers and sisters. It's fucking ridiculous. What's going on? The people suffering, man. The people are truly suffering. Let me see. Okay, but my bad. Y'all got something right fast. Yes, sir. All right, there we go. My bad, y'all. I want to read something right here going back to my old school information, brother. Old school. I got to take it back to old school. I'm going back to the Holy Tablets, man, from Dr. York Ridden. And so we talk about higher and lower self. And he had something here in the Holy Tablet called the pleasure and the mind. The pleasure in the mind, as I was talking about earlier, because, you know, the lower self, you know, deals with the material you and, you know, the things of this plane, you know, just the pleasures of this world a little bit. So Dr. York, he was talking about here, he says, worldly pleasure intensify the desires for greater enjoyment. The mind can never be satisfied, no matter how many pleasures it is fed. Y'all hear that? And that's damn true there, though. I bear witness to that one. It says, nope, let me say that again, y'all. The mind can never be satisfied, no matter how many pleasures it is fed. Emotions becomes dangerous when they become motion. It is, let me get in some light so I can see. God damn, I'm getting a little blind, y'all, around here. It is these emotions that make you fight, which leads to wars. Ah, let's talk about them wars again. See what I was talking about earlier? It says emotion, let me see. I don't know my brother Alpha Male. Low. Brother Alpha Male, you I don't know. Check my brother and make sure he on. I ain't even really checked that. Make sure he check. Brother Alpha Male, if you online, I can help. Brother, I wasn't paying attention to my... if you was on, I got to check here. Like, I don't know your number by heart. Hey. Oh, shit, that was you, brother. My bad.
Peace,
damn, bro,
peace.
My bad. Hell, I don't even know you. See, I told you, smartphones make us dumb as hell because I don't even know your number by heart.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, yes, sir. PT, go ahead, brother. Hell, I know you. I've been seeing you there, but hell, I didn't pay attention to the number. Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
You got something you want to throw in?
Not really. I mean, you covered a lot. You know, I found some of it agreeable, some of it disagreeable, but, at the same time, you know, learning is learning.
Yes, sir. That's why I say it's all in how a lot of this is different perspective and how some people see that. That's why I made sure I throw that in there as well.
Right,
some people
right.
teach it different, because like when I was reading from the Holy Quran Circle 7, some things that how they put it and how the brother was teaching it may be a little different how they view the higher and lower seven. Even when I watched videos, even on it, they had a European guy, he was talking, he's always talking about higher and lower self, but it's different perspective and different ways that people are teaching higher and lower self. So yes, sir.
Right, right. Oh yeah. I just don't want people to misunderstand that it's not an excuse for your behavior. You know, don't start to divide yourself in two, and every time something go wrong, you're gonna blame it on your lower self.
Yes, sir.
You know, so you're just one vessel. So no excuses can be made. Do some crazy shit. It's you that did it. Upper, lower, I don't care how you look at it. So, you know, that's all I would add. Just don't try to, you know, separate it and create, you know, like the devil made me do it, like you said earlier.
Yeah. It's almost like they're trying to say, it almost like put me in mind again with the Trinity of the church, the three and the one. You got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they'll say that now it's three different, well, they say it's all the same, but hell, you can see them, the three different entities, but it's all the same, but I don't know. That's crazy. And like you said, whatever Jesus did it, I didn't do it. Jesus did it, you know. Yes. But I like how you brought that though. Bro. Go ahead, bro. I like how you brought that information in now.
Well, you and I talk about that all the time. I mean, you're responsible for your own actions. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can get, you know, all mystical and, you know, but it all boils down to you going to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I don't have a lot, you know, on that particular subject.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, we touched on it. It's over an hour, so hell, we could jump into something else. But you know how we do it. Long as we hit the one topic, we can roll on. But I do, like I said again, I like how you said that, because again, that's funny how if somebody would do that. Well, see, man, you can't blame me. That was my lower self, you know, that did that. That's funny. Like you said, like that's a whole nother person or body. Like you said, hell, man, that's still you, dog. Yeah, I like how you said that. Yes, sir.
You know, because people don't mind their lower selves till they get caught, right?
Man, yeah.
You know, when your woman roll up on you and you with this other woman, that's the only time you'd be like, you know, man, my lower self gonna get me killed.
You lie. You like Shaggy, wasn't me. Yes, sir. What do you mean? Yes, sir. I think this day is you on day. The unknown caller.
Yeah, what's up, man? Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Name of Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. Greet you all with Shabbat Shalom. How y'all doing tonight?
You're doing good. Hey, Dave, one thing before you get started. Hold up, bro. Hold up. You've been hanging down here in Memphis or something, bro.
Why?
Because you came in. What up, man? That's Memphis line. He said. I know where you got that from. You like 8-Ball and M. You told me you like 8-Ball and MJG and Triple C. I know exactly where you got it from. From your girlfriend Gorilla. That's where you got it from.
Man, that's your daughter Gorilla, ain't that her? That's Sun Ray unknown daughter. He forgot about.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I like I said, Shabbat Shalom. Peace to the gods. Peace to everybody out there. Listen, the Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. I'm Moray David Israel. The other co-founder, along with Moray Aria Israel, the brother Yah is speaking. I like to say peace and blessings of my brother, Alpha Male, man, yeah. Like I said, I'm glad y'all brought out this stuff tonight. And you know, one thing I can say about the higher lower self, you know, when you're dealing with the higher self and you're dealing with the lower self, one thing about it, when you're looking in the Old Testament, especially Genesis, we call it better sheep. They say Adam was created from what? From dust. You know? So when we're looking at Adam being, you know, raised and born from dust, you know, that could be also considered the lower self. A lot of people say Adam and Eve was the first people on earth. No, they were the first people documented on earth. So when we're looking at the dust which Adam was created from, and, you know, that's talking about the lower self of man. You know, in order for you to grow as a man, you must come from nothing. You know, it takes a man admitting that he comes from nothing, admitting that he was nothing before he came back to Yah. Everybody in the field and been in the dusty times. I've been in dusty times, you know. Everybody has been, you know. So when we talk about the lower self in the Torah, that was Adam before, you know, this whole place existed. He was created from dust. The Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, when they said, you know, can these bones live again? And they talked about how the world was dry. You know, that's man at a lower time in life. You know, the book of Job, Job came from nothing. Job, like I say, admitted he was nothing. Even though we know that story of Job isn't real, you know, it can also serve as a representation of man being at a lower spot in his life. So spiritually, being low in life, like I say, you know, a lot of people don't want to admit it. You know, and that's one thing that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, where the lessons come from, said, you know, he came to wake the black man up. Now, he, you know, Elijah Muhammad, you know, even before, a lot of brothers and sisters who were out here in the streets, y'all cannot deny that y'all got taught by the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, even though I was born and raised Judeo-Christianity, Messianic Jew, you know, like I said, I was out there. I was out there, got expelled from 12 schools, didn't want to hear shit nobody had to say in the school system, you know. It took me as an adult, I think I was about 24, 25 when I got my high school diploma, you know. So when I did, you know, in my teenage years, I studied. I was, you know, reading Message to the Black Man. That actually got me up to somewhere. That got me into reading. I'm going to tell you something. I did not want to read shit at all. I'm being serious. I hated every fucking teacher I had. I'm talking about I used to fight all my teachers, fist fighting. Hell, one teacher, I think she was an old white lady. She thought she was talking shit to me. I took my belt off and whooped her ass. You know what I'm saying? I was that terrible. Didn't want to hear shit. No teachers was saying. But what got me up to a higher, to my higher self was the intriguing teachings of the Nation of Islam saying that the black man was God. You know, so like I said, I 5% they say they're God. You know, even though I came back to Judaism, like I said, Old Testament Hebrew, which I am now. You know, those teachers hearing that, you know, put me up to something, made me want to do better. So, you know, a lot of, even though we know, even in our midst, you know, and no pun intended to Nation of God's Earth, but, you know, one thing about it, you know, Father Allah Clarence 13X, which I understand y'all believe in, you know, he had ways that he had to go to the babies. He had to go wake the babies up. You know, that was his, you know, way of reaching the youth in the community, you know, which I give respect for, you know, because like I said, a lot of 5%ers, they'll admit this shit. Let's say 85% being blind, deaf, dumb. Shit, a lot of those brothers before those lessons even got in their hand, why don't they want to read that shit? They'll tell you. I even heard Big Daddy Kane say that when he got into Gods of Earth and started studying the Supreme Wisdom, that made him something. Yeah, that made him want to, you know, read and do things also. So, like I said, you know, it's a lot, you know, of brothers who, like I said, that woke up and I give respect to. So, but like I said, for me, you know, I outgrew a lot of that shit, you know. Some brothers, you know, want to stay in it. It's all good, you know, still respect you, still love you for that. You know, but like I said, for me, I had to do something else. You know, there was more for me, you know, with some of that knowledge. Now, that knowledge is still good, but like I said, man, you know, when it comes time for training and, you know, actually cleaning up physically, you know, you gotta, you know, want to learn more. And that's where Moray Ariai, he always, you know, he always teaching that, you know. You got to study more things. And that's where a lot of brothers, you know, they get, you know, they get boxed into one thing. Nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, there's so much more with knowledge that you can expound on. So, you know, like I said, man, peace to y'all. And, you know, if y'all listen, Moray David, I don't got nothing against y'all, brothers. But like I said, for me, you know, I had to grow more. And like I said, it took more reading to get there, So, you know, that's it.
And I'm going to come back to that. In fact, I want to end up this part because I forgot to bring this part out, but I want to come back and ask a question, kind of what you want to talk about today. I want to ask a question on something like that. But about this high and lower self, even for the Holy Quran, Circle 7, at the end of that chapter, chapter 3, talking about this, I like this part. He says, this is the most important part, actually, of it. It says, the only devil is from man. Excuse me, go back so I can see. The only devil from which man must redeem is self, the lower self. If man would find his devil, he must look within. His name is self. It says, if man will find his savior, he must look within. Yeah, I like that part right there. I like that, and that's true. Because like I said, you know, we could kind of mention about the lessons of Elijah Muhammad. You know, we can blame everybody and say, man, that's the devil, there's the devil. But hell, like, you know, again, we said that the black man was is a goddamn devil too. But we just, you know, we know we're not talking about no damn man, red suit, pitchfork, all that type of stuff. The disagreeable being, or like we said, lower nature. But like I said, for every man has to look within self. Like I said, I like that part. The only devil, because we know ain't no damn man in the ground 6 feet deep that they used to tell us, waiting on your ass to die so he can burn the hell out of you. Now, you know, that's Christian doctrine. But it says, there's only devil for the rebellious one, which is man. And they, you know, and that's what he got to redeem himself from, his lower self. And he got to look within. And again, going someday too, kind of a little bit what you said, and I got to ask a question about something. Even when we say that we are the lesson, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that we are the God. Well, there are stages there. We just can't jump and say, well, we God, right? There's something to that. You got to earn, well, get to that Godship. Make yourself, because, okay, you can't, it's kind of like what we was going to do a show about a little bit earlier. You can't say you God and you're acting like a goddamn devil. And we see a lot of that going on. Meaning that, you know, you saying you can say you a God, and that I didn't do with one particular group, because we said, cause what we were going to do earlier, we were going to talk about, because we got some Israelites. God, Jane Brown, get down. Ooh, we, they got damn it. They be cutting up. They claiming to be teaching people righteousness and everything, but, bro, I'm telling y'all, man, if they ain't thuggish as a mother sucker, they so goddamn stuff. So this has nothing to do with a particular group. So it's like, There's stages that even you got to go get to say, you know, say this God thing. Because, like, even when you go into certain sacred schools of thought, that's why they walk you through degrees. And once you get through certain degrees, it's like then you get to a certain level. Then you can say, yeah, I'm a supreme being. Then I'm just God. Because you have to learn, like, again, work on self, master self, to build that temple, which is you. You have to get to that stage. You just can't tell a motherfucker, hey, man, well, you God, dog. Nah. But he's still acting like, if we're using these terms, devil, or he acting like a savage. Nah, we gotta stop that shit. We got to stop that. So, you know, you have righteous brothers right here. And it's like some groups I'm talking about. They claim to be telling everybody else they wrong, and they act to be so righteous. But I listen to some of their music. Now, these Israelite groups. To always be banging on everybody else. If you listen to their music, I promise you, you might as well go and listen to the regular trap music that's out there. They still call the women B's and H's. My nigga this. Excuse my language. My nigga this. Putting switches on Glock, shooting. I'm like, damn, hold up. I know damn well this ain't the same one be talking about the Bible. This, your Howard shot is. And I'm like, nah, this can't be the same group. It can't be. It got to be different. I thought I was listening to Young Thug some goddamn about it when they came on. They class come on. But anyway, so again, they need to damn really be listening, getting into their high and lower self, because that's what they on. I'm like, damn. But here was something. Here's a question. Man, what am I going to go with this question? Uh-oh. Called me somebody by mistake. I was trying to figure out this question. You mentioned about just different schools of thought. Is there wrong with a person how, I don't know how I'm trying to word this. If they go through a school of thought for their awakening and it's working for them, is there something wrong with it? As long as it's working for them, just like, okay, somebody might go through the school of the Nation of Islam, and it's working for them. It's keeping them, what we say, on a righteous path. This person, nation honor, this person did that. Is something wrong with it, or do they have to come out of it? Because we might move on it, move away from it, and go somewhere else. Do they have to move too, or I mean, just ask.
I'm gonna put it this way.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm put it this way. Okay, when you're talking about, especially this, somebody moving away, you know, from what they was, you know, like I said, came up in, or, you know, they moving on to something better. When I said that earlier, this is what I mean by that. Okay, it's like when I look at schools of thought, right? I look at school, right? Okay, now, in order to become a medical doctor in school, in order to become a doctor, you know, become an actual medical doctor, okay, you got to finish what? School, got to finish elementary school, got to finish middle school, got to finish high school. Now, after you finish all those schools, even though I don't believe in a lot of that shit because a lot of that didn't work for me. When you're going to become a medical doctor, you have to go what? Go to college. First degree you get in college, what? Associate's degree. Second, bachelor's degree. Third, master's degree. After that, then you go get your PhD. Then you got to go to medical school. Okay? Now, after you go through all that, you know, you still have to work under apprenticeship of another doctor in order to be official with your doctor's practice. So when we're looking at, you know, brothers and sisters, like I said, moving on to different schools of thought, and you're saying is there something wrong with that if they want to stay in there? I'm just saying this for me. You know, me and you, Maura Aria, come on now. If you had to stay in the Wapis, you know, okay, if you had stayed in the Wapis, regardless of Dr. York being locked up, regardless of all this polite shit going on, regardless of all these people got all this shit, Prince York Jr., you know, would you have, like, be honest with you, would you thought you would have, you know, moved on in life and accomplished more?
I would have stayed with the Nawabian.
Yeah, would you have, you know, have gotten this far in your learning?
I said probably. I probably would have. Well, I say yeah, I would. I would.
I mean, but when I say that, I'm talking about life. Like, because, you know, be honest with yourself, and I'm be honest with myself. When I was, you know, like I said, I was born into Judeo-Christianity. I was born Messianic Jew. You know, I was taught Yeshua was coming back my whole fucking life. Even though I was taught that I was a Hebrew and blacks were the real Jews, I was grew up with that. You know, when I was going through those things in school, you know, I could not learn. I got bullied. I got bullied and shit. You know, I wouldn't have gotten this far if I had just been like, okay, fuck it, I'm not reading shit. When I got expelled from all those schools, if I had just stayed, okay, fuck it, I ain't reading shit, I probably would have goddamn been locked the fuck up. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, some brothers need that in order to move on in life and to do something. Some brothers need that. But for me, that wouldn't have gotten me nowhere. Being in a damn cell with nothing but a damn toilet and a damn two beds, that would not have did me no good. That wouldn't, you know, some brothers say when they in jail, they grow, being in a little cell. But, yeah, you said, so, brothers come out of jail after 20 years, they got all this knowledge and shit, and when they get out of jail, they act like a damn teenager. Because when you got them, when you get out of jail, when you've been in there for a long time, or you've been in a box for a long time, and you decide, okay, let me step out this box. Your mindset ain't went nowhere. Your mindset ain't went no damn where. A lot of brothers and sisters don't realize that. And I'm not putting brothers and sisters down who've been incarcerated, who have, because I would say a lot of my brothers in this troop who stood with me the most have been brothers that have been locked up, who have been, you know, incarcerated for long periods of time. But when you get out of, you know, I'm going to use jail as an example. When you're in that little cell, when you're in this little box, this little cell with nothing but a toilet, two beds, and, oh, lights out at 7 o'clock. You know, shit like that. And you get out of jail, you know, after about 10, 20 years, you went in at 18. You know, you come out of what? About 40 years old. And then you find your woman, and the woman say, okay, my man's been in jail. And then he get out of jail, make a life with you, and he childish as shit. Eventually, how do you expect a person like that to have grown if he went in at an early age to be caged like a damn animal for a long damn time to have grown up by the age of 40? You can't
So let me jump in on there for a second. Well, I ain't going to say you can't do
you
it.
You can't mentally grow. I'm just saying.
I can't say
I'm
you can't
that
jump.
As an example.
I get you. But I'm going to say it can't be. I would say we can't say it can't be done because it has been done. And it's continuously being and continuously to be done. I would say because I tell y'all my story all the time. That's why I received the knowledge in the change in the jail. Because I, going back again, I'm glad you brought that analogy about the jail. So I can share a personal experience with that. Reason that you say that when you went to jail, because see, now we talk about higher and lower self, and then we're dealing with self. When you were in that little ass cell, it depends on you, though. Depends on you. I went in several times. Sometimes, a couple of times I didn't. But it was one particular time I had to start dealing with self. Minuteless cell, whatnot, I started dealing with self. Because you in that goddamn cell, you ain't got nothing else to do. You start thinking about the shit that you did, the mistakes that you did, all of this type of stuff, and what, and then start, how did I get to this situation? Damn, man, I wish I had changed it. So you have some people start reflecting on their life and start reflecting on the things that they did, and they realize, I got to change self. We on tonight, self. So some people, it depends on you. I've seen brothers and sisters, become bigger and better criminals. I know that's kind of crazy to say better criminals, but that's what they'll say. They become more criminal-minded. They don't try to focus on self, because you had brothers who went in. We can even look at our good brother, Brother Malcolm, may the peace and blessings be upon his soul. There were plenty of brothers who went in and change their life because they decide to focus on self and change self. So there's like the brother that they got here, situation that's going on right here in the city of Memphis, a brother they had sentenced to 160 years for a nonviolent offense. And the brother did 25 years, and he somehow he had appeal and appealed some stuff, and they let the brother out. A judge let him out. And now a higher court saying, hey, the judge, I think a higher appeal court saying, hey, he shouldn't be out. He got to go back to jail because they said a judge didn't have jurisdiction over him. He need to go back to jail and finish his finish out those 163 years. But anyway, in there, that brother after 25 years, he received several degrees. Now he's out. He ain't even been out a year. He's working. He's doing good for himself. I think they say he got his barber license and all of that. So he was in there. He wasn't bullshitting around, gangbanging and all that other shit like a lot of them. He went in there, and even though he had 160-some years, the brother focused on self, got degrees and all of that stuff for himself to make himself better. He didn't know he was going to get out, but they let him out. But now he got to go back. But he still focused on making himself better, whether he was going to get out or not. Hell, he thought he was going to have to do them 163 years. 163 years. Yeah, I said 163. I didn't say 63 months, 63 days. Yeah. But he still focused on himself, making himself better. But I go back even with the thing about Nawabi. See, the thing about me as a Nawabi, when I was a Nawabi in Tudo, going back to that, I was still researching other shit outside of what Dr. York was giving and his information. See, it's something about me, though. I still today, y'all hear me might say I studied Torah, but I don't know. Pay attention now, y'all, what I've been saying as of late. Y'all been hearing me saying, right? I say I studied Torah. I might say I studied Judaism. But what have y'all been hearing me saying lately? I've been studying with the brother with the Moore Science Temple. Brother with the Moore. So, y'all might say, damn, Ariel, would you finna join the Moore Science Temple? I didn't say that. See, I'm like, and you mentioned school. These are the schools of thought for me, like these are different schools of thought, schools of learning. I'm not afraid to go to this class, that class, to learn. I don't have to join the shit I don't have to join every damn thing to get the knowledge. I can go and sit amongst a brother. I let the brother know, hey, brother, I kind of like practice Judaism, you know, I'm Hebrew, whatever. Hey, no problem. And we was even discussing that, how you had Moors who were Hebrews or Hebrew Moors, however you want to fix that. It's about learning for me. It's about learning. Again, that whole thing, y'all ain't even been really hearing me saying nothing. Y'all ain't never really heard me talk about no higher and lower self, really. Well, I talk about the higher in passion, lower passion. These are some schools that I've even learned now, even going into Holy Quran Circle 7. That's a wonderful thing that I've got in that Holy Quran Circle 7. I've been learning out of that little bitty pamphlet. So it's about learning for me. It's about learning for me. So I'm not afraid to look at information. I got plenty of goddamn books from different all walks. That's all I ever buy, damn books. Like you said, bro, I got the Library of Tim book, too. My little baby, my own Library of Tim book, too. It's about learning. And what is about what you doing all that for? To learn. Because, like I said, I didn't finish school. I dropped out in the goddamn seventh grade. I'm trying to learn. I used to, like I said, brother, I used to, man, kind of beat myself up because I didn't finish school. And I was like, damn, you know, I be hearing people, you know, can read this and talk about. And I used to have It was a word I can't even look for it now. But I have this feeling about myself. I can't even get the word out. Not depressed, but there's another one, man. I can't think of that word. I can't get it to come back later. But I had something I just feel bad about myself. Because one time, I really couldn't even read, man. I read like a little child, you know. Better than a child can read, better than I used to. And I felt bad about that shit, man. But now, just like I said, I found the curriculum that I like. Because like some people say, man, reading a lot of our children don't like what's going on in school because the curriculums don't see their fit them. But damn, I found the curriculum that I love. And most of it started with religion because, y'all be honest, that's the first book I learned how to read in jail. And all the brothers, hey, man, that's all I got to read. I was like, man, you got something to read? No, I ain't got nothing but the Bible. I said, that'll do. I stopped just reading the Bible. I was like a little child. And the Lord said, let there be light. That's how I was reading. Y'all, I have no goddamn reading a lie. And some people be embarrassed by that. But see, like they say in the church, I got a testimony. See, it's where it began when you are working on yourself. This would have happened. So, and the brother had told me, though, he said, man, before you even start reading, though, bro, always pray and ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Always pray and ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so you can understand what you read and watch it. And, bro, every night I was sitting there just reading, just going through it. Some words I couldn't even pronounce, you know. But at the time I kept working on it. I've even tried to go back to school, man, and get my GED. I couldn't do it. I couldn't comprehend. Still couldn't comprehend. But it seemed like I found my niche, as they say. Start reading anything there with religious literature I was on it. I hated going to school and shit like that. Social studies and all that. Now, man, I'm itching for it. I have a desire to learn this stuff now. And now it's coming. So that's why I'm trying to learn. I got to get it. I got to learn this, man. That's why they say from the cradle to the grave. I'm trying to get it from the cradle to the grave. I got books all over the house. Kindle, on my damn Kindle books. My iMac. iBooks. I'm reading 2 and 3 damn different books all at the same time. And it ain't crossing nothing up because it's all linking up. Me and my brother LJ the other day, we were just on talk show as we were trying to, you know, get the website and figure out the kinks in the website, how we can start doing these classes. That brother got a plethora of damn books. that brother got a plethora of books. He don't just do 120s now, the Nation of God's Alert. That brother got a plethora of books. Hey, the brother sent me some books. I hope he don't mind me telling this. Had a brother even, you know, brother sent me a book from the Church and God in Christ, a handbook. Because, you know, I be, you know, do spiritual literature. You know, I'm not a Christian, but I read Christian literature because I have to know what they teaching so I can talk about it to tell other people. Brother sent me the book. And then I got a partner. He's a minister in the Church and God in Christ. I sold him the book. He like, hey, man. Where you get that book from, bro? I said, man, you know, I got it. Dang, he said, man, I don't even have that book. And I'm a pastor in the church. I don't even have that one. He's like, hey, I need that. So that brother have a library of books. So we were sharing different stuff, going over and have discussion. Bam, bam. Man, this brother always building. So it's schools, bro. That's what it is. It's schools. It's classes. And in classes, what do? Like, you know, you start off elementary, like you said, elementary, junior high. They don't change the format of them now. And then where do you go? You go to college. You might go to college and do what is it? A higher degree. That's where you really go with your degrees. As they say, degrees. So this is what we're doing. This is like me. I'm just grading my different degree in this, my different degree in that. That's it. Becoming a master. But, you know, hey, that's what it is, man. So, you know, some people, though, I remember some people like in the Wabi and say some people got stuck. They would talk about how some people got stuck back in the school over the Ansars. They didn't move when other people moved. Hey, but that might have been what was needed for them in their life. They probably didn't have to move. But that was spiritually, mentally, or whatever. That was working for them. That's all they needed. It might have been what they needed. See, some of us, there's an itching and there's a yearning for something else while we continue to keep moving and going. Because, again, it's something in us, spiritually, mentally, or whatever, that we got something in us. Like I said, I know it's me. I'm constantly, man, going because there's something in me. I can't explain what the hell. I really probably can't explain. But it's something in whether high or lower self, whatever it is, that keep me researching, going. Trying to learn. It ain't just because I goddamn quit school, but it's something. I know it's something. It could be something I'm missing somewhere. I said, I know it's something I'm missing. And I keep on going. Bam, bam. As we said in there, and I'm going to shut up on this one. As we said in the Hebrew, we said the Ruach Kadosh is something that always keep leading me. Bam. bam. Ariah, go this way. Listen, look at this. Look at this. Bam. Check this out. Bam. And it might be some in one school, bro. It's some stuff in the school of thought is Hebrew, bro, that I might not, that somebody, is some, when I'm reading the Torah, it might not make sense to me yet at this moment. There's somebody over here in another school of thought, I might just somehow, in some kind of way, I mean, might run across this information. And it might explain something that I didn't even understand, that's in the Torah, a story that's in the Torah. I was like, God, oh, damn. Now I got to go back to the Torah. I said, okay, oh, I got it. So, yeah, I'm not stagnate myself, but I can't say stagnate. It's on, based on the individual, as we've been talking about all night, about high and lower self. It's based on the individual. That's it. Like, again, like some people go to college. My son said it. I wanted, you know, I had one because I was glad that he finished high school. And he had a chance to go to the University of Memphis on a rugby full scholarship. You know what? He didn't go. He like, I know he was listening to other people, and I kind of like, man, I was somewhat kind of pissed off at him at first because I wanted him, cause, you know, as a father, I wanted him to achieve something that I didn't. But, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, man, hey, man. But I know he was listening to other people at the same time. Hey, he said, like, college ain't meant for everybody. And I was like, man, you listen to these knuckleheads in the goddamn street, man. They don't want you to go, but they want you to stay back with them. Because I was kind of like, kind of ticked, like I said, because I wanted him to go to an elevation that I didn't. And so, but when I look at it, I said, well, you know what? As long as he's not out here in the street, he ain't gangbanging, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that. Hey, you know what? Fine. Cool. He ain't got to go to college because he's still doing well for himself. But I was, so he didn't go. So like I said, some people choose, like hey, man, hey, shit, that shit ain't for me, dog. College ain't for me. I'm straight, you know. But anyway, that's enough, y'all. But I see nothing wrong. But, yeah, I was going to be elevated whether, hell, with the Nawabians, without even the Nawabians. I was going to be elevated anyway because I was already elevated to a degree without the Nawabi. That was one way that I just went through. Because there's brothers and sisters in the Nawabian Nation won't study shit outside of Dr. York's teaching. If it ain't Dr. York way, there's no way, nobody way at all. It's just facts. I ain't like that. It was some things that, hell, I came across Dr. Ben John Henry Clark because Dr. York might have said something in his book, and I might have been a word or something or a phrase, and I'm like, damn, let me look that up. And then that's how I ran across other people because of something he said, and I started looking at other people. Like, damn, I ain't never heard about them. Like, damn, okay. And I put the damn Dr. York book down. Like, bam, okay, let me see what they talking about. That's how I ran across other. But some people, if Dr. York ain't said it, it ain't the goddamn truth. I ain't down with, you know, some people was even saying back in the days, man, what's the brother's name? Phil Valentine, he's stealing Dr. York's information. It ain't Dr. York's goddamn information. Why I say it ain't Dr. York's information? Because if Dr. York said he came to give you, what was it, y'all? 76 trillion years of information. Dr. York ain't 76 trillion goddamn years old. So that means he giving you information that he picked up that's been out there a long fucking time ago. Because the number one, if a man tells you, don't believe me, go check it out. So that means somebody else saying the same goddamn thing somewhere that he's saying. So how in the fuck is this his information that, come on, see, we got to stop that bullshit. But that was the Wabians was saying that shit. They stealing the Dr. Delbert Blair, Phil Valentine, stealing Dr. York information. Boy, that's the silliest shit in the world. Yeah, but I know I'm on a rant. It's crazy shit, man. Yeah. But you see now, where the Nawabian is now. What is that? How you like me now? What are you at now? Oh, my bad. They marching in LGBT parades and shit. Uh-oh, I ain't said it out loud, did I? I think I did. My bad, y'all.
Yeah, well, like you said, long story short, people do what they love. So they can make the excuse, well, you know, I've been following this and following that, and this is it, and this is the way it goes. But if you look deeper into them, there's some shit they benefiting by staying where they at, and they can't let it go. So, but, you know, the man that'll move on, he's just there for knowledge. He knows that everything in life is temporary. Nothing's forever. You know? I mean, if you married, especially, I mean, from 1 month to the next, I mean, you know, you had to make adjustments because you nor your spouse are the same people forever. You change, you grow, you develop. You know? And the reality is, one day she might outthink you and have to step. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it personal. You know, she's growing. You know what I'm saying? You just ain't growing as fast as she was, or maybe you just got comfortable in the spot where you were and thinking you didn't have to grow. So it's not complicated, man. You got to keep reaching for knowledge, even when you're comfortable. You have to be uncomfortable. Me and my wife laugh all the time, like, oh, damn, it's too quiet. Everybody too happy. Some shit about to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's just basic life, man. I mean, it's basic for some of us. Some of us, we'll never get it. You know, we talk till we blue in the face. You know, and it doesn't matter because, you know, people – it's like we get on this show, you know what I mean? Like, since the first day that I met you brothers, you know, all I pay attention to have what have you changed in your life? Has anything I said made a difference?
Facts. That's it.
You know, and if it has, cool. If it hasn't, cool. You just. Everything ain't for you, you know. Cause I know for a fact, I think different than most people. Cause I can see the end of things. When I start to take a step, I know where it's gonna lead. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't look that far down the road. You know, they don't pay attention to what their spirit's telling them. And, you know, we call it spirit or your higher self or whatever, but you know, I don't you know, I mean, I can just see down the road, that's all.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I don't expect everybody to think like I think, do what I do, and move like I move. But you gotta do something.
Right. Yes, sir. And Brad, man, right there what you said, bro, and see that because people don't really give a damn what you say or say you are, what you say you are. What they gonna do, they gonna judge you by your action.
That's right.
They gonna judge you by you say you Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or whatever else you say. They don't care. Because first thing they gonna do, look at you. Look at him. I thought he said he was a Christian. I thought he said he was a Muslim. That fool talking about how he be going to church. Look at him. That's the way it worked out all the time. They be messing with somebody co-worker. Look at him. Fool always talking about God. Look at them. That's what they're going to be. It's like about your action. People don't give a damn about what you're saying.
Yeah, because I get accused all the time of being a Christian, a Muslim, or something. Yeah, you know, sir. They're like, man, you know, we never see you acting a fool. You respect everybody, you know what I'm saying? You handle your business. You keep your house tight, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't nobody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm nothing. I'm just me. You know, and then the real ignorance was, oh come on, nigga, oh come on, motherfucker, you know, go on about your business and have a nice day.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's pitiful, Brother Alphabell. But it's true what you said, though. It's pitiful to the other people, like, you know, like you said, you get accused because you doing certain things right in life. And you get accused, you must be a Muslim. You must be a Christian. Damn, how come I just can't be doing things the right way? Well, I got to be that.
Right.
So that means I guess you got to join the church. You got to join the mosque then if that's what it takes to get you right. Because like people did that. Yeah. I know that if you go be breaking down history and a lot of things you talk about what's going on in society, hey, bro, you must be a Muslim. And I be telling Christian, hey, man, I tell Christian, hey, man, y'all need to stop that, man. Because you know what that do? That make y'all seem like y'all very ignorant, unlearned. Because every time y'all want to ask, you must be Christian. That show y'all don't know a damn thing. That show you, it tell you something about you then. Stop doing that to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because I really had to reposition myself because, every once in a while, I'm human, so it would bother me how fucked up people are. And, you deep down in your soul, you know you can't save them, but you say, you know what, I'm going to try anyway, and then you get yourself all wrapped up.
Yes, sir.
But, if you look at any spiritual religious practice, there's billions of people on the earth, but it's only thousands that actually represent the Creator.
Mm.
So if I tried to say 999 billion people, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it. So I had to give myself a reality check, you know. Just don't focus on the results. Just focus on the message.
Man. Yes, sir. Most definitely. Yes, sir. It was something else I'm going to throw in. Yeah, and I've been looking at it was something else that even when I've been listening with the what you call the Morrison Temple, they say they have a saying that they say when a man honors, let me see, when man honors man, he honors Allah. And the brother's like, he broke that down. And it goes into, I got to go back to something else I remember. Because when I've been hearing this, I was like, damn, you know what? Okay, this ties into this. I even got to go to one of the gospels again, y'all, because when it ties into this. Because I heard BNX saying this today, and I'm like, damn, okay, that ties into that right there. See, a lot of things ties in, but okay, as they say, when man honors man, he honors Allah. Because again, your brother was breaking it down in the class. He said, because why? He said, man is in the image and likeness of the Most High. And so it's like, when you actually honored man, that's who you honored Allah. Because he made. So he goes back, the first John chapter 4, verse 20. Yeah, I'm going to let you say something, Dad. Throw this in here right fast.
No, I'm going to tell you, I got to go to work in the morning.
Okay,
I got you.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm just saying shalom to everybody and peace and blessings. And like I said, I got to wake up early in the morning. So
I got you. Yeah, ain't going to be in here long anyway, too. All right, peace.
Shalom.
Yeah, shalom. Yes, sir. And then that part, as I was saying, when he said that, I was like, man, I heard BNX talking about something today, and I'm like, man, okay, wait a minute. That deuce goes into this because it says like in the first book of First John in one of the gospels. Well, ain't one of the gospels, one of the epistles, as they say. First John chapter 4, verse 20 is King James Version. It says, if a man say, I love God and have hatred for his brother, he is a liar. For he that love not his brother whom he has seen, how can he say he love God who he never seen? And I was like, damn, okay, them two go together then. That's why, okay, when man honors man, he honors Allah. Because, again, he's talking about, they like, and I looked at that one. Farrakhan always said that. How can you say you love God who you never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? It's like, damn, okay. Okay, because it's the God and man. And I said, okay, I got it.
Now, where people mess up. They confuse honor with worship.
Hmm.
The pulpit pimp, see, he'll let them stay confused because he wants to be honored / worshipped. So he'll never break it down and explain the difference.
Yes, sir. Hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I've been enjoying this journey, man. I ain't gonna lie. I've been enjoying this journey the last couple of days. I mean, well, not last weeks or so. I've been in this just building, you know, different people. You can see, brother, I hadn't even did a class on the tabernacle. I hadn't even did a class on the tabernacle damn near over a month. You know, because I've been reading, studying other stuff, you know, at the same time. I get to it when I, you know, get to it there because I'm trying to, other things I'm learning. Because like I said again, like even with that, I'm just, I get sick of something that's real redundant. Because, you know, a lot of us, we be saying the same thing over and over and over again, even on those classes. It get redundant, man. I'm like, goddamn, okay. We understand that by now. Okay. And then so I moved away from a lot of that, all that Ouija slavery, captivity, that shit ain't helping nobody. Okay, now what? So, anyway.
Right.
It was something that I needed to throw. Go ahead, bro.
Like I said before, I mean, if somebody's really interested, you have enough archived information there to last them for a long while. Because I'm going to tell you, I watched one video. I'm in the Bible, I'm in the Torah, I'm online, I'm everywhere. And just based off this one video, I ain't got to the second one yet.
Dang,
you know,
man.
So it's enough information there if you want it.
Mm-hmm. And, brother, I'll be on it. And it's some of the stuff I really would like to teach you about the Bible, I won't do it on there. I won't even do it. I would come over here and coach the freedom and teach you. Because, again, you have somebody, oh, man, where he coming? He making up some of this stuff. Because a lot of them, you say again, they take a lot of this stuff literal. I listen to certain classes from Hebrew. And they would take stuff straight out literal. They don't understand it even with it. As we talk about higher self and lower self, actually about the building of the temple of you. They don't look at it like that and understand it in that way. Because they, I don't know how to even put the wording. Some people say they just religiousize or something. I don't know. I don't want to use that word. But they don't go into it like that and see what it's really about. So I don't even go on that or try to teach it that way. I just your words, hey, man, just break down, hey, what it's not about. That's basically in a nutshell what I basically go on there to do.
Yeah, well. I like to give people real-world examples.
Yeah.
And I tell a guy, like, all right, I'm going to give you an example. Now, somebody tells you that if you invest in Pfizer, then your stocks are going to grow real fast. You're going to make a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
but the flip side of that is it's killing people. Now, that's the choice you got to make. You know what I'm saying? Do I worry about the money and kill the people, or do I worry about the people, and forsake the money? You know, so that'll tell a whole lot about your character.
Yes,
and then you break it down and say, okay, dude in your neighborhood selling pills.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't selling him, but you fronting the money. And he giving you, you know what I'm saying, giving you investment back on the money you fronted.
Yes, sir.
So which one of y'all is the worst?
You know? Yeah. You ain't lying. You just fronting them, actually.
Yeah, so if you give them real-world examples, they might get it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Because, hell, he wouldn't be able to sell the people if you wasn't fronting them the money.
Right. But you know what a wicked ass, weak ass man would say? Well, if I didn't do it, somebody would.
Yeah, man, that is crazy. I hate when people do that. Yeah, that's just what they gonna say. That's crazy.
That's,
yes,
that's
sir.
A beta male.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But an alpha male is concerned with the pride. You know what I'm saying? As the Hebrew said, he can be more concerned about the people of Israel. Building the people of Israel, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it's. I don't know, man. We complicated, but it's real simple.
Yes, sir. Oh, bro, I'm glad you mentioned something about that. I'll say this other thing, but something right fast. Like I said, I know you've been studying, you've been observing a lot of things, even with the Hebrew community. Now, we mentioned something about Pastor Dow. Pastor Charles Dow. Even though he's, we're talking about actions, even though he may be messianic, but one thing about Pastor Dow, he ain't just talking to himself. He's building a community
right.
of the people that surround them. Yeah, I wonder if I can give him credit. You guys only speak on that level because I know you'd be checking him out.
Nah, man, I'm just sad. In all honesty, I tell you what's happened, man. I get confused.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah, I got you.
The difference is, like, okay, like none of us know for sure. So it's hard for me to say, like, which is the way because, like you said before, if I look at the works, if I look at the effort, and if they never said a word, then I would say, okay, they're doing it right if they never said a word. But sometimes the words kind of blind me because it starts to creep in and negate the work. Does that make any sense?
I got you. I got you. Yes, sir. Yeah, because I'm like you. If because I'm like this because you're going back and talk about Pastor Dow in the straight way. Pastor Dow, y'all, he's the minister straight way. Man, he has a class on here on YouTube. I mean, talks you as well. That's on YouTube. But he will pass that, like you said, bro. I'd be looking at it like, said, damn, I wouldn't mind joining his community because you know the thing they doing, self preservation and all of that. But then I'm like. Right. Damn, the reason I couldn't though, because they messianic. They believe Jesus is coming and died for their sins. I like God, damn. But they works this man off the chain. I wouldn't mind being a part with that, but it just goes about that Jesus stuff they got. I'm like, damn. So yeah, I feel what you said because it's conflicting with me. I don't even know that one.
Yeah.
Hey,
now there is a group of Hebrews that call themselves messianics, right?
Yeah.
And but then Pastor Dow straightway, they don't consider themselves messianic. So, but when you listen, there's so many things. See that's where I get thrown off a little bit.
So I ain't never heard of them, but they are.
They
try not to use them terminology. That's what they be trying to get people with, because they like they've always bang on the Christians, but technically, when you look at what a Christian is, they would be considered Christians, because like Christians make those who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, and they'll tell you all the time, we follow Christ, we follow Christ, we follow the words of Jesus. So you a Christian?
Well. I mean, look at Farrakhan. I mean, somewhere in the last maybe 10 years or so, it's been all about Jesus. And I'm like, well, when did they convert from Islam to Christianity?
Yeah. Now, Farrakhan, he'll flip the script on you. Now he's showing up confusing. Now, I'm saying they showing up confuse you because it was a pastor. One day, he was talking about that, and he played a clip. He was saying, he said he was warning his congregation. He was like, man, y'all better watch that Farrakhan telling y'all about Christ, the Christ, the Christ. He said, but the Christ he's talking about Elijah Muhammad. And he played the clip.
Ah.
And he actually was right, because now they are there. And Eric, when Eric was on here, we did a show about that years ago, how Farrakhan is actually – it's somewhat like, and it kind of like back taking Farad a little bit out of the equation a little bit and putting, because he say, okay, he's saying Elijah Muhammad, because Elijah Muhammad don't say he was the messenger, but they putting him in a Christ position, and now Farrakhan is basically like he's becoming the messenger, because right. they were saying it for a while. Farrakhan is the messenger, or they was calling him something. Yeah, he's the messenger. And so they put Elijah Muhammad as the Christ, and Farrakhan is the messenger. So he's tricky with it, man. You got to, because he will, one minute he will be saying this over here, and the next minute he over here. So that dude, you don't know who the hell he be talking about.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something funny. Checked out Pastor Dow the other day, and they got these shirts that says, "Stay hard, Israel."
Damn.
I said, that's some man shit right there. It made me clean my gun shit. I wanted to get my bow and go hunt deer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Stay hard. Oh, God damn. I ain't had seen you.
Yeah.
I ain't. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, man. So it's like I said, if they said nothing, I would still be drawn in that direction. But I think I'm a little shell shocked because, see, I grew up with Christianity thing and all the debauchery that comes along with that. So when I begin to see similarities and hear similarities, I kind of back off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's a rough game, man. I tell you.
Yeah. And it's there.
Say again.
No, I'm saying it's there. All of those guys you see when they start talking about, they actually follow the new grid, or say whether they say Yahweh Shah, they try to put the Hebrew twist to it, or Jesus or Christ, however they put it. They're still really considered Christians, because at the core of it, they still have the basic tenets that they believe, because they're gonna say. What's that hell Christianity say? That Christian, what we know as Christian and the Messianic, he died for their sins. He lay Lord and Savior. There's a couple of them. I know the one though. I know the main one is that they say he died for their sin. That's the main one. Them groups, they still believe the same stuff. And like saying you already read that and said, like you were saying earlier, bro, that ain't in the Torah, so where they get that from?
And answer me this, and I mean I know it's all chalked up to being like that wordsmithing, but so in one breath you tell me that the New Testament is only letters and songs. These letters and songs came about 4,000 years beyond the time of, say, the Torah, right? Mm-hmm. But to make your point about a certain practice or behavior, you reach into this New Testament that you say has no association with the quote-unquote Old Testament. So... how does that work? You know, they really can't answer that question, because then they say, well, no. You know, Paul was inspired by who?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking 4,000 years separation. Like, they never met anybody, nor were these people ever a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
They never walked with. And if you really read into it, they actually tried to change the laws.
Yeah, man.
So I that's where I get thrown off, because I'm like, well, look, either it is or it ain't.
Yeah.
And I can respect men that take a firm stance that says, man, this ain't adding up.
Yeah.
You know, so I ain't playing that game. But when you strat on the fence, I have a hard time dealing with you.
Yes, sir. And, bro, the cold part, we were having this conversation at work. I threw this out to them at work today. And I was talking about, I said, well, I know some people are Christians. I said, but I'm going to ask y'all something. I said, now, I said, well, man, I said, oh, let me see. If you married, man or woman, I said, can you get married, remarried, if your wife or husband is not dead? They were like, no. I said, well, I said, according to Christian doctrine, you can't. And see, Pastor Dow done been, you know, they've been arguing with Geno Jennings on this marriage stuff. Yeah, you seen that one?
Yeah.
They've been, and really, I don't know why they argue with it, because, well, Because it's two separate things. Because in Christianity, as far as New Testament, Paul them, and well, so-called Jesus too, he changed some stuff. Because, you know, God, according to the Tanakh, which was Israelite tradition, hell, you could marry your wife, and hell, she can go get married to somebody else. But then if he don't want her, hell, you can go back and remarry her. But according to Christianity, that if you married, you can't divorce their wife or actually get remarried until your wife or husband die.
Yeah.
You can't get remarried at all. Because remember, Jesus told his wife, hey, that ain't your husband. Here, you had to go back and get your first husband. And Jesus even changed the kind of the law. He said, I know what you have heard. He said, but I say, he changed, started saying a lot of that. I know what you have heard, basically talking about from going back what the Torah said. He said, but I say, so hell, he have changed some shit then. That's why they'll be saying, but see, I follow Christ's instruction.
Right.
But they'll tell you he teaching what Torah said. Like, wait a minute, no, he ain't. When he turn around and say, well, I see it so and so. Even Paul will do that.
Right.
Yeah. So I was telling them today when I was going to make it a marriage, I'm like, hey, man, well, that's several preachers. Even preachers don't got remarried. Their wife ain't dead. They in violation dead. According to Christian tradition, I said they was Hebrews or Israelites. I said they'd be cool. It ain't going to make no difference.
Yeah. So, I can say good things and bad things about everything, I guess.
Yeah, it's grave. Yeah, it is, man. But I'm like you don't know, bro. That's the only thing when I look at, like, with past, even a lot of them messianic, some of them have some good thing, and I'm like, damn, man, I wouldn't be in a part of that congregation. I'm like, damn, why they be messianic? I'm like, damn, when they went and had that Jesus up, I joined them.
Yeah. I do have another question. All right, so let me plug this thing in. My battery gets low. All right, so you got the Quakers.
Oh, man. I heard.
And what's the other ones called? The
Quakers. Not the Mormons, was it?
No, not the Mormons, but the Quakers and the, I forget, you know,
Amish.
Amish. All right. Now, they run the same type of communities, but they claim no doctrine whatsoever.
Damn.
Now, why do we have to, how do I put it? Like, we always have to have a proclamation. Like, we have to...
Hmm.
Be something like I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like, I feel what you're saying though. I feel because it kind of going back, and we ain't not beating up on Pastor Dow, but like you're saying, he has a great thing that he's doing as far as the community wide. But it's almost like you got to be a part of Straightway to move into that community.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what you're saying, like.
Well, not only that, like, if when I know I'm doing the proper thing,
yeah,
I just do it. I don't advertise it. I don't attach it to anything. I just know that I'm doing the best I can to live according to what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need a banner.
I guess.
Like,
yeah.
Like, if you're a Hebrew, then that's enough, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if you're Amish, you're just Amish. If like we have to, is it that we just have to showboat about everything?
Yeah, lie. You know, especially when you're black. I ain't going to lie. I don't mean, well, I still got black. Because, you know, it got like what people be saying, man. Brothers joined the Masonic Lodge. They got all the stickers all across the goddamn card, name tags, I mean the tags. But European, you damn near never know they got damn made. They don't put all this shit all on their car. It's like we got to always splurge and show eyes.
I know, and that bothers me. And I think that's why everything we do fails.
Damn. Even Greek fraternities. The same way.
Yeah. Well, think about this. The biggest drug dealers wear suits and they call themselves the government.
Damn.
But the only ones getting popped are the little flashy ones. The ones that want to get that Lexus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the small time things that get disrupted. I mean, look at the NAACP and Black Lives Matter and all that shit. It's too flashy. It couldn't be real because it was too flashy.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I even got a bone to pick with the Panthers, you know, but I'll leave that for another time.
Well, I'm going to throw it in there now, then, here, because I just, you started. I guess I can throw it in there, because I've said something about that before. And, bruh, I ain't going to lie, when I was in the militia, I mentioned that I had a problem with it. I'm like, one thing, it was a couple of things, though. Like I said, why the hell are we marching around all these goddamn guns? You know,
right.
I'm like, bruh, in the military, you don't see the United States military walking down the street with their gun, parading them all over. I said, if they not getting ready to be deported to go to war, or the National Guard finna come out and do that, bro, you ain't going to see them down there. So why in the hell are we doing this shit? I was like, why are people constantly doing that? Like, damn, you just showing off your shit. Now they know what y'all got and who all got what. And it was one of the things, we had a meeting once. So I'm not in it no more, y'all. Hell, I can say this shit. I don't give a damn. But they was having like the meeting, and it was a couple of them groups, and they was marching with the guns and stuff, and they was saying oink oink bang bang, oink oink bang bang. And so we had a meeting talking about it. I said, hey man, I didn't ever go down to some of them rallies like that though. And so you know, the question was asked about that stuff, should they be saying it? I was in the Black Militia Nation, so he was asking should we be saying it. I was like, No, you shouldn't be saying that. Because why? Yeah, though. And a lot of people got... Go ahead, brother.
Was it a rap song or something that a dude said people just like to party and bullshit?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, that's always what I see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always got to have a label. I mean, self-preservation doesn't need a label.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I don't know, bro. Maybe it's just me. Like I said, it's a turnoff, though.
Nah, it ain't you, brother. You thinking in the right direction, man. It's because it is. Yeah, I'm like, damn, why are you marching with guns? And why are we hollering oink, oink, bang, bang? Yeah, this, and you got there marching with guns, hollering oink, oink, bang, bang. And you know, so boy, I was like, this shit is crazy as hell. I was like, y'all ain't going to get me out there saying that shit. Even though you can be meaning it, but ain't up. But sometimes it just be five of them, and you hollering oink, oink, bang, bang out there marching. But you get your ass slaughtered like a motherfucker. They like, but see, you already got guns, so they can say, we felt for our life.
Exactly, yep. Because you're actually trying to intimidate, you know?
Yeah.
And the worst thing, I tell anybody, the worst thing you can do is actually succeed in intimidating me. Because you're not going to like the outcome. Because I don't believe in living life worried. I'll take care of some shit before they take care of me. That's all I got to say. Don't ever make me feel intimidated.
Yeah. It was like this stupid,
right? Yeah, it's crazy, bro. So that's another thing that, like I say, a lot of good works, but why can't you just do it? You know, just shut the fuck up and do it.
Yeah, that's it. And then, like you said, go ahead, bro. My bad.
Go ahead.
I just said, like, we kind of go, even like you said, about kind of even mentioned the Amish, and then even though they, you know, they're who they are. But like communal living, how come we just can't like put something together without me joining your damn stuff? I should have to join your stuff, man. Like you saying, you know, y'all was a man. We need to, hey, look, we need to get some stuff. We need to put in a housing community and this, that, another. You know, just because you came with an idea, I ain't got to join your church, your group, your so-and-so. Let's just do it because this is, okay, we all know we need it. Why it always got to be, got to join your shit? Brother, you know, you want to come into the truth, brother. You need to come on into the mosque. You need to come to the temple. You need to come. Well, you can have that damn,
bro. Yeah, because that shit make me nervous. I'll be like, you talking about the Bible? You talking about rape?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like you trying to violate me and shit talking like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Always so, yeah. Join, be a member.
Yeah. You know? So it just puts a bad taste in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just show up, do the work, go the fuck on about your business. You ain't got to talk about it, brag about it. You know? And I'm going to stop right there because I got... Because I try to respect everybody, but
yeah,
you know, I can only be quiet for so long.
Yeah, some shit, man. Some stuff just had to be said. God damn.
Yeah. But see, I have to realize that they really believe this.
Yeah.
Right. So then I say to myself, well, if I really believe something, like, could anybody tell me different? And then I say, actually, they could, because I'm the type, I'm going to go research it.
Yeah.
You know, because he could be right. I could be wrong. Shit, somebody right or wrong, or, you know. So I'll research it. If I find it to be like you did with some other teachings, like if I find a connection with my reality, then cool. But if not, you know, oh well. I move on.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Man.
So it's like in war. You know, they say the difference between a hero and a villain is the person telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
They both believe that they have a righteous cause.
Man. Yes, sir. And bro, I'm going to tell you something right before this got to correct. Dr. York wrote in this book. I had it when I was in there. But I never read it when I was in the New Warrior Nation, called 300. He used to write a couple of them. He wrote it on a couple of groups. I think 360 Questions to Ask a Sunni Muslim, 360 Questions to Ask a Hebrew Israelite, and I think he had another one. I'm not sure. So, but I had the books. I bought two books. It was volume one and volume two. Never read it when I was in there. And I've been having it for the longest. So I started, you know, studying like a little bit with the Hebrew Israelites. So. And so when I said, man, let me pick this book, pick what we go through it. Says now I'm just starting to get into the Torah. And I started reading some of it. Now all these other books I read by Dr. York, I'm reading. Now I'm really studying the Torah. So I get to reading it. I'm like, man, this ain't what the hell. Because I'm going along now what he said. Then I look up the verses and everything with it now. And I'm like, man, you know what? This book is damn trash. Now, because at the time, I never read it. I remember when Polite debated, I think it was Polite. He was giving a debate. Somebody, one of the Hebrew Israelite brothers, I forgot who it was. I'm like, man, how come he don't read 300? Because, you know, everything Dr. York, like their brother say, man, Dr. York, everything he got, he fire. Everything ain't right with Dr. York. So how come he don't use 360 question as a Hebrew Israelite? He ought to use some stuff from that book. Now, remind you, I never really read the book, but, hey, it's Dr. York, so I'm saying, hey, he need to use that to go against the Hebrews. When I finally sit down and really read this shit, I'm like, you know what, man? This book is goddamn trash. I need to show you some stuff about it. Because he would ask a question, but he'd be like, it's supposed to be, like, written in question form. He might say, like, why do the Hebrew Israelites say Yahweh, called Moloch Yahweh? And then you looking for the answer. No answer. He'll say, ask the Hebrew Israelite why they call Yahweh or something like that. He said, I bet they won't be able to answer. So you thinking, since he's saying they ain't going to be able to answer, he's going to give you the answer. Shit, no. It'd be another question. I'm like, like, what the hell? You know, not all of it like that, but it was a lot of parts in there like that. And then certain parts he would give answers to, like, bruh, that's not accurate. So I'm like, okay, maybe he was writing this book to a certain particular group. Now, I know he mentioned Ben-Amin, and maybe it was some of them messianic people. I don't know, but a lot of it still wasn't nowhere accurate. I'm like, ah, damn, see? That's why sometimes I had, like I was saying, bro, I had to detox from a lot of stuff I actually learned from some of these other people myself.
Yeah. I was born with good breaks. So the first thing I hear, like, hold up.
That's how I'm born with good breaks.
I don't know, man. You know, if people could just pull back a little bit, stop showboating, stop wanting to pat on the back, you know, I think, you know, collectively we can accomplish some things. But as long as everybody needs a title, we're doomed.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Sure ain't lying. Yes, sir. All right, bro, I'm going to get out of here because I'm over here dog sitting. Now, that's goddamn.
Okay, cool. All right,
yeah, we're not just shit down the road.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pull out these goggles and check some things out. Matter of fact,
cause the brother got a little club tonight. I'm supposed to be going to the brother, be doing a little more. He be having like a little, he had like a little thing. He be doing it's like a little club setting, but they be doing singing on there and everything. I think he come on at about 10 o'clock. I think my time. I'm like, yeah, I hit you off every year because I got to get your name on there and I can walk you through some of that, try to link up with you on there and I can show you around on some of that stuff. I'll be talking about the Horizon World.
All right, cool. All right,
you didn't get the app, did you?
Oh,
you got the Horizon app, Horizon World app. Yeah. You already set it up and stuff?
Well, it's downloaded. I don't think I set anything up, though.
I think, okay. I know if you already down, okay, you downloaded it, you probably can go in there, and it's probably going to, I think, yeah, okay, you set it up. It's going to ask you, it's going to make you, well, I ain't going to say make you, but it's going to, I guess, get you to make you an avatar or something like that. You know, a little man, well, a little whatever here, man, it's going to be a man. It looked like, you know, however you want it to look like. You're going to put on some clothes and all that shit in there. Yeah, so, yeah, it's going to have it because you got to have an avatar go in there.
Okay,
yes. Cool. Yeah, so, yeah, all right, we'll get with you then. Get on there. I can show you around on some of that stuff in there.
All right, cool. Yes, all right, sir. Well, look, good show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the knowledge.
Oh, yes, sir. And like I said, I told him we're going to try to get some classes on there, and we can actually start showing PDF files and all that stuff. And like me and LJ were playing around. That was kind of cool. We were watching the video, and then we kind of discussed some stuff in a video on there, on the talk show. That was cool.
Yeah, I missed that because we used to share a lot of books and pamphlets and PDFs on TalkShoe before.
Yeah, oh yeah, and they got it nice. It's they upgraded it, so it's a lot better than how it was first. It's like Zoom, but it's a lot better now. It's a lot of hell of a lot better now. So yeah,
all right,
so,
cool.
Yeah, we gonna, me and you and we can work something out one day.
Yeah. All right, bro. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get myself together, and I hit you up when I'm messing with this gadget.
All right, yes, sir. All right, then. Peace, my brother. Peace.
All right, peace.
All right, family, y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning in right here one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely been in the house, y'all. Oh, yes, sir. Get your higher and lower self together. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Just think about it. Hey, just think about it. All right. We appreciate y'all again, my brothers. Like I said, just hit us up. You probably be interested in getting on some of these classes and, and let us know if you're interested, and we will try to set up a day and time. Especially it'll be evening classes, so some evening stuff, everybody get off work and get in, settled in. But yeah, we try to set up something and we start having some classes and stuff, or just having some discussion. Like I said, the easy thing, we could just watch some videos or some really short videos so we can have discussions on various things, talk about economics, whatever it is, we can come up with that. But just hit us up right there at culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. You can say anything. Hey, Brother Sun Ray, or whatever. Yeah, I'm interested. Or, hey, Brother Sun Ray, I got something I would like to present. Hey, just, you know, however you send me a message or whatever you figure you want to send it, just let me know it. Like I said, one more time, it is culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. Y'all have a safe and wonderful, and I guess it's getting ready to get cold, man. So, hey, have a warm weekend. Thank y'all for tuning in again, brothers and sisters. Peace.